From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. BP appears to be continuing to make headway towards plugging its ruptured oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. More than 24 hours into the operation, known as a top kill, heavy drilling mud is being pumped into the well in an effort to stop the leak. Meanwhile, new U.S. government calculations of the amount of oil that's been spewing into the Gulf show the disaster will easily eclipse the 1989 Exxon Valdez spill off the coast of Alaska. Government says its analysis shows the flow rate from the ruptured well at as much as 4 to 5 times BP's estimate of 5,000 barrels a day. President Obama has extended the moratorium on new offshore drilling for another 6 months. He also defended his administration's handling of the Gulf disaster. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
In addition to the moratorium, 33 deepwater drilling projects in the Gulf of Mexico are suspended. Mr. Obama said his administration has started cleaning house at the scandal-plagued agency that oversees drilling, but more needs to be done. The president also rejected criticism that his administration has not been fully engaged in the effort to stop the spill and clean up damage.
This notion that somehow the federal government is sitting on the sidelines and for the last 3 or 4 or 5 weeks we've just been letting BP make a whole bunch of decisions is simply not true.
The fact is, he said, the government does not have better technology than BP for stopping an underwater leak. Whether that should change is something he said his oil spill commission will take up. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
The House has voted to approve the controversial Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy concerning gays in the military. Georgia Democrat John Lewis, speaking on the House floor, said it's time to change the current system.
We cannot be patient. We must end discrimination in the military, and we must end it now.
Measure still has to be voted on by the full Senate. Mixed economic news today. The Commerce Department reports economic growth in the U.S. for the first quarter. First-time claims for unemployment showed signs of improving as well. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
460,000 people applied for jobless benefits last week. That represents a pretty big drop from the week before. But Nigel Galt, chief U.S. economist at IHS Global Insight, isn't celebrating.
So they look a little better, but unfortunately they're still very high, and they really emphasize that it's going to be a very, very long time before we see a healthy labor market.
When it comes to first quarter gross domestic product, the consensus called for an upward revision. Instead, it was revised down. Galt describes it as discouraging.
It just puts a bit of a dampener on expectations for the future, since growth was weaker and it looked a little less well-balanced in the first quarter than we thought.
Still, the economy is growing, and he expects that to continue through the rest of the year. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Major turnaround on Wall Street today. The Dow is up 284 points to close at 10,258. This is NPR. Government officials in India are saying at least 15 people have died. As many as 150 others have been injured following an incident in which an overnight passenger train was derailed by an explosion, then struck by another train in eastern India. Government officials says a total of 13 rail cars on the train out of Kolkata were derailed by the blast in a rural area some 90 miles south of the city. The explosion occurred in a rural stronghold of India's Maoist rebels. Officials cautioned it is still too early, though, to say whether the blast was triggered by the Maoists. Officials in Jamaica today sharply raised the death toll from this week's violence to more than 70 confirmed fatalities. The update comes as business and government officials are slowly reopening offices there. NPR's Jason Bobine reports from Kingston.
Officials say the Jamaican military has regained control of most of the West Kingston slums. Residents in the area fought street battles with soldiers and police for days as authorities went door-to-door searching for alleged drug lord Christopher Dudas Koch. The deputy commissioner of police, Glenmore Hines, denied rumors that the government has been burning or burying bodies. Hines says the government is trying to identify all of the victims, although some badly decomposing corpses could be buried soon. Despite hundreds of soldiers and police searching hundreds of homes in the slums, Hines says they only seized 4 rifles and 2 handguns. And he says Christopher Koch is still loose.
Our best information is that he was not arrested. His whereabouts, I cannot tell you.
Jason Bobian, NPR News, Kingston.
Crude oil futures prices continued to recover some of their lost ground today. Crude oil was up $3 a barrel to end the session at $74.55 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.